night and rejoice! The Midweek Drive team is back after a whole 7 days with the best in chat, guests and audio delights on Siren 107.3 FM.
Yes, always believe the understated introduction is best, really. So much to pack in, so little time. Cameron, have you ever been to the Isle of Man?
No, I haven't. I've seen the pictures.
Well, you were in Peterborough, of course. I mean, that's close to the Isle of Man, at least closer than Nashville.
Yeah.
And have you been to New Zealand?
No, but we have a niece that's in New Zealand. She lives there now.
Well, you see, and that's the kind of connection, Sarah, that only the universe can write to put you together. You see, Cameron has a niece in New Zealand. Whereabouts in New Zealand, Cameron?
I have no idea. Jolia's niece, actually, and her husband moved over there last year, I think.
Never mind. It'll all make perfect sense. Have you heard, Jess, about the wonderful singer called Jess Voss? Have you ever come across JJ Voss?
No, I haven't.
No,
I'm afraid.
Have you ever heard of JJ Voss?
I haven't, but I'm looking forward to Cameron telling me anything like what I heard the other week. I'm really looking forward to this.
The standard has been set for the return of C. Royce. Cameron, introduce us to JJ Voss.
JJ is from Saskatchewan, the province of Saskatchewan in Canada, where it's just really nothing but wheat. But he was down here in Nashville last week for the Americana Music Association Festival. He did some songwriting, and one of the people he was writing with was my talented wife, Julia. So look for something coming from them soon. But this is his second single from the album Show 'Em Who's Boss. This is a song called It's a Pride Thing on Siren FM.
Turning dirt all day on a worn-out plow, making the bills by the sweat of his brow, but he sleeps real good when he lays down at night. Now he don't make...
That's JJ with two J's. What did we make of It's a Pride Thing, Sue Royce?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all, Cameron. I like the guitarists. They were really nice. And actually, he's got really quite a nice voice. It's very, very, very personable.
Good guitar riffs, nice voice. But what did our New Zealander from the Isle of Man, Jess, do the whole thing?
I also agree with you. I think the voice is really, really good. Mm. And I just love those country vibes as well. Very good.
I can see a New Zealand chapter opening up already in the fabulous world of Maple Star music and media. Cameron, so much to back into the show. You have time for a couple of very quick questions, possibly with Jess, as it is her first show. Anything you'd like to bowl her way, given it's also your first week at the University of Lincoln?
It is, yes.
Oh, my word.
Well, it seemed longer, hasn't it? It seemed way longer than a week, hasn't it?
It does, yeah. I think I'm starting to get fresher's flu as well, which isn't helping.
No, you've got to. You see, our next guest, Mike Dooley, will tell how effectively you choose not to do that. You simply do not have the time to fall ill, and you will not fall ill.
I know.
It's quite critical. You're shaking your head.
Yeah, I spent a week in Lincoln one afternoon when I came to see y'all.
We still have the photographs, Cameron, and one day good authority, you may well return. So brilliant stuff.
That's right.
Looking ahead to two people who will be returning, of course, Annette Andre will be coming to Lincoln in a couple of weeks' time, so that's very exciting. There are a whole range of things, but we'll speak about that and much, much more after we've gone to Mike Dooley, our creator of Touch.com, TUT.com, Totally Unique Thoughts. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today, Cameron Tilbury?
I certainly have.
And will you be returning in, let's say, 168 hours or so from now?
Let's do it same time, same place next week.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the love my dog. Baby, I love my dog.
Hi, this is Mike Dooley visiting London to teach Playing the Matrix. And while I'm in the UK, I always listen to Siren FM.
quite right too. Excellent taste from indeed the main man, our ace guru from Florida, and he's coming back to Britain as well. It is, of course, the legend that is the one and only Mike Dooley. How are you, Mike?
I'm fantastic, Alex. Great to hear your voice again.
Well, likewise. We always hear your voice at the end of the program, Mike, because we always have a little thought from the universe that provides and sort of, it was those ones from the Myath and all those years ago, you still magically carry a wonderful, joyous nature. I know Phil Leonis in Los Angeles loves to catch up with them. But we've got a big question for you, good self, put forward actually by Phil last week, because when there was an initial confusion over the times and we said, how about, you know, around about 12 minutes past 5 UK time, you know, for your next phone link, and he said, I'll probably be asleep then. And we thought, no, time differentials. Surely it's just about 1 o'clock in Florida, or is it 12 minutes past noon or thereabouts?
That's right. It's 11 minutes past noon.
Phil Leonis's response, clearly in a Los Angeles formatted way, was surely with a young child in the family, you don't have any sleep whatsoever. It makes no difference. It could be 3 a.m. in the morning, you'd still be up for the whole thing.
Life has totally changed. I'm a new dad, as you know, and I've got a six-month-old girl.
Hey. Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
Yes. A round of applause for Mike Dooley, six-month-old, yes.
Hey,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yay. And it's introductions time, Mike, because you haven't spoken to either of the two fabulous co-presenters who are with us today, one of whom is making her debut and is in a whole new world because she's originally from New Zealand, but she's in the Isle of Man, etc. She's just been at Lincoln starting off her undergraduate degree as a journalist at the University of Lincoln. Of course, we have the wonderful Jessica Ward.
Hello.
Hello, Jessica. My great pleasure.
So, big time. I mean, big leap, actually, to decide to come to Lincoln, Jessica, I would have thought. Is that right?
Sorry, what was
that?
Was
it a big leap, a big decision to come to Lincoln?
Yes, it was. Well, the Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man.
Yes, it's even still quite a while.
It's like shifting from Florida to New Zealand.
Yes,
it's amazing. But it could happen. And, of course, we have the wonderful Sue Royce, who is one of our postgraduate students, as well as an ACE coordinator here at SIRNFM, so a postgraduate student in community radio.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Hello, it's another great pleasure.
Well, it's fair to say, Mike, that as indeed Andrew David on the Monday Drive rightly said, I always like to plaster, quite literally, Mike's notes from the universe outside the door. You know, which is so the first thing that students actually see when they come into the office, assuming they don't walk straight into the door, which sometimes they do. I mean, they've been, you know, working through that. They see a positive scenario, like take baby steps in the general direction of your dreams, thoughts become things, choose the good ones. It's so important, and in fact, if I was saying one thing to take away from today's experience, Jessica, sign up for tut.com, T-U-T.com, and you will get your very own inspirational thought, personalised, from the universe to you every day, which will help you in so many ways. But enough of my meanderings here. Sue, would you like to ask Mike any questions or queries or such like?
Okay, if you had your desert island inspirational thing to say, what would it be?
Wow. Well, it would be the same thing that I've distilled all of my teachings down to. It's those three words, Alex just mentioned them, thoughts become things. Mm-hmm. Because this says so much more than what first meets the eyes. This is not a way of looking at life. This is not positive thinking. The legs under those three words stem from the fact that I view ourselves to be literally divine creators. We are eternal beings here by choice in the jungles of time and space. And there's almost no rules other than we will get what we dwell upon. We will get what we think about in terms of friends, in terms of confidence, in terms of adventure, in terms of turmoil. You know, there's no judgment in the forces, the metaphysical forces that bring our thoughts to bear. But I will add, because I know it's when people start to really get this, they see how it's been true in their own life and true in the lives of those they love or loathe, they're like, oh no, I had a negative thought. Oh no, I've been worrying all night long about such and such. While there's no judgment, because of our divine heritage, it's as if our positive thoughts are at least 10,000 times more powerful than our negative thoughts, because they go in line with this tidal wave of joyful energy that brought us here, so to speak. Just as it's easier
to smile than it is to frown. We've heard that a million times. It takes fewer muscles. So is it easier by light years for our supportive, positive, abundant, healthy, joyful thoughts to become things than it is for our negative, dreary thoughts to become things. But yet, we need to learn this for ourselves so that we can at least tone it down when we're getting negative and kind of turn up the volume on more happiness, giving ourselves more traction and more confidence.
Does that help, Sue?
Amen.
Well, I mean, in a sense,
absolutely right. Yes.
It's something which I constantly keep saying, well, we remember, we kind of forget all this. But, you know, quite a simple thing. I mean, and Jessica, you probably sort of follow this through, that if you have folk who are constantly saying, oh, the world is against me, it's all problematic, it's all difficult, that's what they get. They get more of that. Whereas if you're more positive, you take that leap of faith and you actually sort of believe the whole thing, it does actually work.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Well, you see, it's true. You know, that's positive stuff from that point of view. I do like a little note in the universe that I'm looking at present, which is, ever wonder how many angels you have? All of them. They insisted. Very good. Obvious stuff. Mike, as we said at the start, you're back in London again, of course, in the very near future. In fact, in October.
Yeah.
So you share with us how can people actually meet you in person and probably sort of touch base with all sorts of wonderful things.
I am kicking off the Hay House I Can Do It conference in London, which is a two-day conference the first weekend of October, which means it's about 9 days away, October 4th. The location, I couldn't tell you right now.
It'll be there.
It's near Hyde Park, but if you go to Hay House website or my website, tut.com, you'll see that there's a load of really intriguing speakers on these very topics. And that I start Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And you can choose to go for either Saturday or Sunday or both days. They are nearing sellout, but I believe there's a few tickets left. Act now.
Precisely. Tomorrow morning, of course, 9:40 a.m., or indeed in Los Angeles time, just after midnight, well, actually sort of 20 to 1 in the morning, but as far as Florida is concerned, still just late evening. Sorry, I'm just time-checking there, Mike, for the benefit of people who just want to keep abreast of what's happening. Professor Douglas Davis is joining us, an expert on death, ritual, and belief from the University of Durham, talking about the increasing trend for designer funeral hearses. I'm not bringing it down, don't worry, but I'm fascinated by one of your recent books, Mike, The Top 10 Things Dead People Want to Tell You. Let's roll it off, because this will be critical for Jessica in terms of finding possible suitable interviewees when you start doing your major interviews. You know, let's find out about, you know, well, the top 10 things dead people want to tell you. It was a little flavor, Mike.
Okay, well, this came about very simply as a note from the universe in the beginning 2 years ago, with the thought that, you know, all quantum physicists believe that time, space, and matter are illusions. And 92% of all people polled believe in an afterlife. And so if you're on board with these two realizations, then undoubtedly when you get to the other side, because you believe in an afterlife, and you're emerging from the homecoming party with happy tears still wet on your face, it would all of a sudden dawn on you, as if it was a hot kettle on the stove, that you'd forgotten, oh my God, I just came from Earth, how are they doing? And you would be shook to the core yourself when you see, in spite of your joy and euphoria at surviving death, intact personality, sense of humor, and all, you're the same exact quote-unquote person. Those in your wake are just obliterated in devastation and grief, and so you'd want to reach out and tell them, number one, I'm not dead, it's awesome here.
I say that every week on the show, Mike. You know, I wrap it up. Sometimes they cut it out. I'm not dead. I'm still here.
Still kicking.
Precisely.
And you'd also want to shout back some tips for the journey. Hey, you know, I was ready, but you're not, because you're still there. And there are no accidents. So until your time comes, here from my vantage is what I can see, so that you might have a better time in the space that remains for your life. And so there's these 10 things, and that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about on October 4th in London,
and this very book. That, Jessica, is one of the critical scenarios where it wasn't any accident that Ed Wellman, of course, who met up with Mike when we sent him over together with Nicola Clancy to Manchester a couple of years ago, when I'd obviously chosen to actually go down with measles for some reason, but there you are. In terms of that, you know, that Ed sort of brought you into the Siren Studio, you'd taken that step, and here you are on the show. marketing.
Yes.
Destiny, quite clearly. I want to briefly mention, Mike, the fabulous work you're doing for building schools in Africa. Already you've raised $108,000 with respect to that, so it's exceeded your target of $100,000 from that point of view. You've sponsored three villages. People can obviously still contribute, but share with us how effectively you're working on this building schools in Africa project.
Oh, everything is going great guns. In fact, we've partnered with a U.S. charity that has people on the ground in the Maasai Mara, of all places, where there had been virtually nothing in the form of school buildings, much less infrastructure. And with the help of others before we got on board, they've already kind of revolutionized the township lives of the people there, beginning with building proper schools. And so I've gotten on board. We set that goal, we hit that goal, and we're continuing with that drive all the way up until and probably beyond our actual visit. I'm going to take those interested in my ranks, in my fan base, in my subscriber base to the Maasai Mara a year from now. We are going to do a little photographic African safari, looking for the big five, they call it, you know, rhino, lions, and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And then we're going to spend a day in the village, meeting with the people, finding out what else they need, you know, just adding to the presence of those already on the ground and already being of service.
And it's a win-win situation. We've actually had a text that's come in from the Ed Meister, as we like to say, Ed Wellman here, and the words are for yourself from the universe. It's channeled via Ed Wellman, actually, Mike. All is well, the Dooley speaks wisdom! Exclamation mark.
Well, I'm happy to get that confirmation, because sometimes I'm out there just talking and hoping that my words are caught by the sails of those listening. It is win-win when that happens, and I'm living the life of my dreams, and anyone else can too. That's my message.
Brilliant stuff. Jessica, any questions or thoughts for Mike you
want
to raise?
I think it's actually really, really encouraging that you're actually going there to live and to see what the people need, because so many charities just assume they need specific things and just pump their money into things that the locals actually don't need. So I think that's really,
so
really good.
Yeah, I mean, what do they need more hamburger stands there
yes.
for? It's not going to work, really. It is the Golden Arches, for goodness sakes. But great stuff. Sue?
It must be, just looking at the slides here, it must be the most amazing, empowering thing to be spreading positivity like that out there and empowering those children who otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity to be actually take their lives into their own hands and be able to do something with their education that you're giving them. That must be such an amazing feeling.
Yeah, just look at those smiles as
well. Truly,
it's amazing.
It truly, truly is. But the lesson that I have for so many in my 600,000 subscriber base is that, you know, I know that this is a glamour thing, let's go to Africa and help, but we're constantly helping people in the United States and everywhere. And the thing is, you don't have to have a platform to do it. It's like anyone and everyone can do something to spread the love, to just smile to a stranger, lighten the load of those who are being crushed by the stress of their life. It's so easy to be there. And whether it's Africa or our own hometowns, you're right. There is nothing better than being of service. I call it selfish service. I'm doing it for me and by example. And then it's the most fun. And this is how I think we can approach service, as opposed to selfless service, which I think is a total non-starter.
Yeah.
Let's have a good time.
I think so.
And help people along the way.
Amen.
So,
yes,
Sue and Jess, will you be signing up to TUT.com?
Yes.
Sounds as though I'm selling a sales pitch there. It's all right. I just spread it. Get up to 600,002. That's the important thing. You know, move on to the next 700,000.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. Mike, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us from the joys of Florida today?
Absolutely, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
And what's the weather like in Florida? Because presumably, you know, you want to share in the kind of wonderful magical weather we've got in Lincoln, you know, these days.
Well, I think we have your weather here today. It's quite overcast. And we've had a lot of rain, tropical rainstorms.
Mike,
but
what were you thinking?
We needed
it's
it.
All right. Don't worry. I couldn't resist the whole thing. Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
please, it would be my pleasure.
And I think we should actually give a little shout out to Mike's baby girl. So what's your baby girl's name once again, Mike? We'll give her a official
Rebecca.
Dedication. So there we are. Oh, a happy
Rebecca.
Hello.
It's a beautiful
from
name.
Siren England.
Thank you.
Lincoln,
thank you. Thank you, Siren England.
Yay!